Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.
Jonathan Hutton running for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man of the Year. You can help him out, learn more about what he's doing. Hutton1045.com, hashtag Team Hutton1045 on Twitter. And just announced today, John McClain presents an evening with Amy. Titans owner Amy Adams Strzok. John McClain joins us now to give us a little more background into this event. John, always good to see you down at Radio Row in the Super Bowl. Hope you're doing well, and thank you for the time, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for having me on. I'm proud to be a member of Team Hutton for several reasons. Number one, it's for a great cause for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Number two, it gives me a chance to spend on stage interviewing Amy Adams Strzok, who I've known for decades but have never spent time with that. And she was so excited to do it when I asked her about it, if she would join me on this for a great cause. And she said, well, I would be happy to do it. And one of the things I told Jonathan and Paul and Chad when Amy became the controlling owner, that they would learn that she was Nashville's kind of girl. She had a great personality. She laughs a lot. She smiles a lot. She loves horses, the outdoors. She is a big horsewoman. And I'm so happy for her that everybody up there thinks she's doing a good job. She hadn't done anything like this, and she's going to do it with us at the Bell Tower on April 18th. And I can't wait. And we start selling tickets today. We called it, I think, the kickoff, where first 100 tickets were $150, and then we're going to do 180 for the midday 180. And I believe there's only 32 of that initial 100 left. And I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to promote what I think will be a tremendous event leading up to the draft, of which Amy played a key role in getting it to come to Nashville.
I mean, that is huge in terms of timing. You mentioned it, April 18th. So, I mean,
week before the draft.
Yeah, week before the draft. That's going to be great, man.
Well, I thought, and Jonathan did. Jonathan's doing a tremendous job. When he approached me originally and told me about this, and he asked me, he said, would you do one of these like you used to do the McClain dinners for the Charles Davis Foundation, which we did, I believe, for 13 years? And I said, sure. Who would you like for me to get to do it? He said, well, how about Amy Adams Strzok? And I said, well, I don't think Amy's done anything like that, has she? And he said, no. And I said, well, let me reach out to her. And I did. And we're going to have a lot of Titans people there. We're going to have former players. I'm going to invite a couple of players on the team I know, be a lot of my friends. And I love doing charities in Nashville. Besides the Charles Davis Foundation, I do one for Duchenne Muscular Dystrophy that I do every year with through my good buddy Jim Caden, John Robinson, and Mike Vrabel been doing that one with me. And then I did one I had a blast doing was Freedom Farms Animal Rescue, which was central. But in Nashville, such a giving city. And I know Amy's doing a terrific job. And the draft, Nashville got the draft over a lot of cities that have been playing football a lot, have had pro football a lot longer than Nashville. And she played a great role, plus a lot of people locally in politics and business have played a great role. It is not only a tremendous event to attend, I've been probably 20 of them, but it is also such a big deal for the city and the area because it gets so much attention. And I know, and you guys know, what a great city it is. I always call it my home away from home. And a lot of other people around the country are going to find that out, too. And that it's just a win-win situation all around having a draft in Nashville. And Amy Adams Strunk, it wouldn't be there without her.
Well, John, you mentioned your dinners kind of that you previously have done. For those that never got a chance to go to one of those, kind of lay it all out. How does it work? You know, what is it? Nothing's off limits kind of questions, conversation. Let everyone know what they're going to get.
Don, I will. Thank you. The Charles Davis, the ones I did for 13 years, I would bring different guests. I had Bud Adams 2 years. Jeff Fisher came every year. Had Steve McNair, Eddie George, Frank Wycheck. We flew in Warren Moon one time from Seattle, and he did it with me. And what we do is we would be from – it's at the Bell Tower, a great spot that everybody there knows, and it'll be 6 to 7. It'll be a reception where people can come and mingle. And Amy's going to do a private reception during that hour. And then we will go in, and everybody will sit down for dinner and have a great dinner. And then I'm going to try to have a current or former member of the Titans organization at every table. And then that'll start at 7, and about 7:30 or 7:45, Amy and I'll go up on a little stage. We'll get mic'd up, and we'll start talking, and it'll just be me interviewing her. And first thing I'm going to ask her is about the draft and what went on that helped her get the draft for Nashville. We'll talk to her about the Titans, talk to her about Mike Vrabel, who I know very well, John Robinson, and then we'll talk about her dad, Bud, and her love for football and growing up an Oilers fan. And I like doing this a lot, Dawn, because you don't get a lot of chances to sit with somebody for this long who's kind of a captive audience. And usually I found in this setting when I tell nobody, it's like Vegas. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, that they're comfortable, that they know, you know, it's not going to get out. And I'm sure Amy will feel real comfortable, and she's a great storyteller with a terrific personality, and people are going to enjoy listening to her. And I can't wait to do it. I am really excited about it.
John, I would imagine you'll get into some Houston Oilers stuff as well, too. She's literally talked about being a child and watching her dad run the team from the kitchen table.
I plan on it. I know a lot of great Bud stories, and she knows even more stories about her dad who founded the franchise, and he was a character. And he came up there and did it with me 2 years, and he told me some great stories. And so growing up in football, pro football, she grew up around a lot of guys that ended up in the Hall of Fame. And so I'm interested in that. I want to know how she got interested in horses. And when she stepped up to be the controlling owner, I thought that was something that she would grow into, because she had not had involvement here. And once she stepped up, I just knew because of her personality and things I knew about her work ethic and how devoted she was that she would do a really good job. Plus, she's got good people there, like Steve Underwood, John Robinson, and Robbie Boren, and Stuart Spears, and, of course, Mike Vrabel. And she always listens to her people. And I'm glad that Kenneth Stanley Adams III, he and his wife Amy are coming, he told me earlier. So it's going to be a Titans kind of Titans fan fest for many of us that want to hear what the owner thinks about a lot of things for a tremendous cause, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
John McClain presents An Evening with Amy, April 18th at the Bell Tower, and it's going to be tons of fun. And again, for tickets, Hutton1045.com. Right in front of the draft in Nashville is going to be the perfect setting for the NFL draft.
If I don't forget, I'll even try to bring a cold water burger for Mickey.
Yes.
I'll take it, man.
McClain on his game.
Hey, John, good to hear from you, man.
Guys, thank you very much. Thank you for helping promote us, and thanks to the listeners, as always, for participating in such a tremendous event. Nashville is one of the most giving cities in the country, and I'm always honored to be able to participate. Thank
Perfect.
You very much.
Thank you, John McClain. We tweeted out the information. Actually, Jonathan Hutton did right before this segment. We retweeted that so you can check it out on Twitter. Also, Hutton1045.com, hashtag Team Hutton1045. John McClain, you can hear him on Midday 180 Tuesdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. We always love catching up with him.